Though Senator Joseph Lieberman's run for the presidency is over, his supporters say they're proud of what he stood for. 4 years after being named to the Democratic national ticket, he was the first Jew to make a serious bid for the presidency. Many Jewish newspapers followed his campaign closely, running stories by reporter Matthew Berger. He works for the Jewish newswire JTA. In this, his NPR campaign diary, Berger says it was fascinating to see how Lieberman overcame doubts within the Jewish community to become a viable candidate.
Some people in the Jewish community really loved it, but there was certainly a lot of people who were concerned about it. There was a large, probably surprising number of people who felt that this wasn't the right time for a Jewish candidate. While they were very happy with what happened in 2000, that was before 9/11. That was before the Middle East peace process went sour. That was before anti-Semitism increased in Europe. And there was a real feeling that this might not have been the best time for a Jew to be running for president. The most interesting thing about Lieberman was he wasn't a politician who happened to be Jewish. There are many of those. Ed Rendell comes to mind, Chuck Schumer, people who are politicians first and foremost. But Joe Lieberman was a very observant Jew, and he was very open about the fact that he kept kosher, that he didn't work on the Sabbath. So the fact that as an observant Jew, he did so well, he didn't face any backlash, that definitely makes it a better situation for the next time a Jew runs for president. The question is, did he lose because he was Jewish? And the answer, by and large, is no. I think we learned that a Jewish candidate could run. We learned that a Jewish candidate could run, be taken seriously, be looked at on the merits. Maybe he couldn't win, but he could be a viable candidate. This was a great campaign to be a Jewish reporter because Joe Lieberman was in this race, and because John Kerry, who has grandparents who were Jewish, and Wesley Clark, who had a father who we found out was Jewish. I don't know what I'll do next that will be as much fun as this was.
Matthew Berger works for the Jewish newswire JTA. You can hear more campaign diaries at our website, npr.org.